Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, October 9th, 2013. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. And forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I have not done an audiobook for almost 2 months, and I haven't even been blogging that much. I've just been kind of sitting on my hands, totally. Still in cash, no change, else I would have blogged about it. Not much going on. As you know, I was home a lot of the summer, most of the summer, with broken feet, and I'm actually back to work now. And feet are, I don't know if I'd call them better, but they're definitely improved and healing, and I don't have a lot of pain anymore. So that's good. They're still a little uncomfortable to walk on, so I have a walker. But other than that, I'm doing okay, hanging in there. Battling a little bit of a head cold right now, so that's a joy. Guess it's that time of year, or getting to be that time of year. Hey, the market's been pulling back a little bit, and it is October, so I've been paying attention. I actually watched the news today a little bit. I watched CNBC since I was home. And of course, debt ceiling, Obamacare, Janet Yellen being nominated as the new Federal Reserve Chair. Actually, the latter. I think that's the biggest news of all, because, you know, this whole debt ceiling talk and Obamacare, to me, that's all political theater, political grandstanding. Everything's going to get resolved somehow. Obamacare's going to happen. I mean, it just is. I mean, maybe there'll be some repercussion at the ballot box next year, the election booth ballot box, mixing my words. Anyways, that's just the way it's going to be. And we are heading to what I think is going to be a single-payer system down the road. I think insurance companies are going to lose a lot of money trying to cover those with pre-existing conditions and 300 million people. I think the costs are going to go up exponentially. I think the government bean counters have totally underestimated the cost of providing health care to people who don't pay premiums. I guess the government will subsidize them, right? Anyways, you know what I mean. It's going to cost a lot of money because I still think people will use the emergency rooms. They're going to have to because even if you have pre-existing conditions and you need to go on monthly medicine or whatever, that just postpones the trip to the emergency room for a lot of times if you have a chronic condition. Anyways, I'm just giving you my opinion here, standing on a soapbox. Talk about the stock market. Janet Yellen, you know, I think I've made fun of Janet Yellen on my blog and in previous audio booths, if I'm not mistaken. But she is kind of liked by investors, I think. She is probably going to be more easy money. I mean, not that Ben Bernanke wasn't easy money, right? But I think even more so, Janet Yellen. She's, you know, pretty liberal, I mean, as you would expect. You know, sometimes I think the Federal Reserve position is a non-political position per se, although those in power who elect or nominate a prospective chair tend to pick somebody from their own party. But even you know Clinton renominated Greenspan, who was a conservative, and Obama renominated Bernanke last time. Who did he renominate? Maybe he didn't. Maybe it was no. It was it? I don't know. I can't remember. Anyways, you know what I mean. They tend to go with whoever's in office because they all tend to be Keynesians anyways, right? Even the conservatives tend to be Keynesians. And Bernanke's been printing money like there's no tomorrow. Janet Yellen, I think she'll probably do more than that. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she ups the ante. Right now there's not a lot of inflation, and my guess is that's something on the horizon. Although, I mean, actually, did you see the news today about Fidelity? Fidelity getting out of all their short-term debt. There might be some other reasons for that, you know, money market, $1 value, all that kind of thing. But Fidelity's got rid of their short-term bonds, and Bill Gross came on today and said, hey, he was buying them. They asked Bill Gross his market outlook, but I would totally ignore that. I know, I've made fun of him in the past, too. Although, you know, he's a bright guy, no doubt about it, and knows a lot more about everything than I do, but doesn't seem like he can predict the market very well. I don't know if anybody ever charts that. Anyways. So here it is, October. I'm in cash. Watching the market correct and bounce off the 50-day moving average or thereabouts. Close enough, right? So I'm going to start looking a little harder for things. I'm looking really for some kind of panic reaction to the debt news, although looking at the Yahoo Finance headline, so you know it must be true, Yahoo Finance. Dow S&P 500 in modestly higher on hopeful signs in fiscal impasse. Of course, the NASDAQ was down as tech stocks are being sold off, which isn't, you know, you don't like to see the NASDAQ leading the way down or not leading the way up. You know, if the Dow is moving, is doing better than the NASDAQ, you would think that folks are taking on less risk, right? Anyways, hey, I just wanted to get back on the radar with an audio boo. I don't see anything here that I wanted to talk about. Bill Gross. How the shutdown is hurting Main Street America. Do you feel like the government shutdown is hurting you? I mean, I guess if you're trying to pull over on the side of the road by Mount Rushmore and they've got it coned off because of the federal government shutdown, that might bother you, right? Or if you're a World War II vet trying to go see the World War II Memorial, or is that the Vietnam Memorial? So that's how in touch I am with the news these days. Anyways, you know what I mean? You know, shutting down parks, that seems to me to be the mean-spiritedness of it all, right? I don't like to see that. I don't like to see people furloughed either. But, you know, especially when the economy is not really chugging along at the velocity we'd like to see it chug along, it'd be nice if there's a little bit more cooperative atmosphere in Washington, D.C. But I don't think that's possible. Seems like the rhetoric is, and it's always been that way, by the way. I know a lot of people are saying, hey, this is the worst they've ever seen it. But I don't know, I've been around a while now, and it seemed like, you know, I remember Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. I guess they did eventually sit down and do some things, but it seems to me there was a lot of screaming and yelling at each other. Anyways, hey, I will hopefully be on the radar a little bit more with some of my market thoughts as I start catching up on things. I'm going to ignore all the Fox News stories about Obamacare as much as possible and the fiscal debt. Unless, you know, it probably gets resolved, you know, maybe with some short-term thing going forward or long-term thing going forward. Eventually they compromise on something, right? They always have in the past. Why wouldn't they going forward? Despite the rhetoric. Anyways, hey, have a great one. Thanks for listening. See ya.